What happens when you finish your sandwich and you realize, whoops, you forgot to make a hamotzi? Should you make the bracha after eating or not? The Gemara in Brachos on Daf Nun Aleph says, someone who eats without making a bracha should be chozer u mevarich. Rev Chizda then says, the Gemara asks, should he be chozer u mevarich? Should he go back and make a new bracha? Rev Chizda says, one who eats garlic and makes his breath smell, should he eat more garlic? Now, what does this mean? Rashi understands this, at least according to the Gra and the Bach. The question is whether you should make a bracha on the rest of bread that you still have left. In other words, you're only halfway through the meal, and now you've realized you forgot to make a bracha. Should you make a bracha on the rest of the bread? The answer is, of course. Just because you made one avera by forgetting to make a bracha on the first piece of bread doesn't mean you should do a second avera on the second piece of bread. However, Ravina says, therefore, even if you're gomar sudaso, based on everything we've said before, even if you forgot, even if you completed your entire meal of bread, you should still make a new bracha. And he compares it to tevila, when a person goes to the mikvah, they make the bracha after the mitzvah. So to avir, you make the bracha on the bread after the eating. Now, the Gemara then says, well, that's a bad proof from tevila, because by tevila, you had no opportunity to do so before the tevila, because you were tamei. But by brachos, you had the opportunity, and then you messed it up. So who says you make a bracha afterwards? So what's the upshot of this Gemara? It sounds like, according to Rashi, you definitely make a bracha in the middle of eating, but not after you finished eating, and that's how many Rishon and Paskin as well. That's like not like Ravina. However, the Ravid, which is cited in the Rajman the Ritva, has a different upshot. He says, we Paskin like Ravina, that even though the proof from Tevila is shrugged up, we hold of the Ravid, and the Ravid says we hold of the Ravina in the end of the day, which means that if you forget to make a bracha and you finished all your bread, you stop and make a hamotzi even though you're not eating anything else anymore. Now, presumably that's because certain brachos don't need overlasiyasan. It doesn't need to be done before you do it. Yeah, berachas hamitzvos would, but maybe berachas hanenin are different. Anyway, Shulchan Aruch does not paskin like Ravid, and he says that if you forget to make a bracha and you finished your bread, if you still have more bread left, then you make a bracha on the rest of the bread. But if you have finished all your bread, then you don't make a bracha afterwards because it's too late. However, the Kolbo, cited in the Beis Yosef and the Magen Avraham, as well as the Mishnah Berura, says that if you could go buy more bread or go get more bread, it's best to do so. And this way you can make a new bracha on the new bread, and this way you'll be Yotzei the Ravid as well. And that's what the Mishnah Berura paskins. Now, as an aside, if you're still eating and you make a bracha, do you fix your prior sin or not? Risharit Sin says yes. Levushto says no, you can't make up the past. Now, nafkamina would be how much more bread do you have to eat? So in other words, you forget to make a bracha and you're in the middle of eating. Now you make a new bracha on the remaining bread. Does that remaining bread have to be a kezias, or can you just have one bite? According to the Risharit Sin, that it's fixing your prior sin. You don't need to have a new kezias. You already ate a kezias before. This is just for the bracha. But according to Lavush, then perhaps you would need to have a kezias. A second aside is if someone eats without making a bracha, is it like can he still be mitzarif to a zimun? Just like if a person eats non-kosher food, he can't combine to a zimun. If he eats without a bracha, is he mitzarif to a zimun? The Meir Oz cites the Orach Neman, who is misupik about this question. Now, what about if you remember that you didn't make a bracha in the middle of your last bite, or by your drink, in the middle of your last swallow of the bite? So you have a peach snapple, and you're in the middle of your peach snapple, and you have to take up to your last swig, and in the middle of the last swig, in the middle of it's coming down your throat, you realize, oh shoot, I didn't make a bracha. Now you swallow. What should you do? The Gemara says you're supposed to swallow, because you can't spit it out, because it's a drink. You can't move it to the side of your mouth and make the bracha at that point, because it's a drink. But after you swallow, okay, so now you swallow. Do you make a new bracha now at this point, or is it too late? So Rabbi Nachman says, no, you don't make a new bracha. It's nidche, it's gone. The Ravid, however, says, here it's different than the previous case, because over here it's still considered overlas yosim, because you remembered about the bracha while you were in the middle of your last bite. And therefore, that is still called overlas yosim. Now, what about the opinion of the Rambam? So the Rambam, it's machlokas how the Rambam holds. Rambam says, umavarach aleim basof in this game. What does that mean, basof? So one interpretation, like Rabbeinu Chanana would be, is that you don't make a bracha. Basof means the bracha achrona. Another opinion, to way to read it, is like the Ravid, which would say that Mvarech Lehem Basof means after you're done eating, you make a bracha rishona, even though it's the food is already done. Shulchan Aruch passes like Rabbeinu Chanano, and that's because he learns the Rambam agrees that way. Ramah passes like the Ravid, which would mean that you do make a new bracha. Nevertheless, the Mishnah Berurah paskins and says that we follow the majority of poskim follow the Shulchan Aruch and not the Ramah, and therefore, if you're in the middle of eating and you're up to your last swig of drink and you put the swig of drink in your mouth and you remember to make a bracha, but you now have to swallow the food, swallow the drink. Do you make a new bracha shako afterwards, even though you're not eating anything else further? Answer is, you do not, according to the Mishnah Berurah. And that is the way the Mishnah Berurah says, Rov poskim follow this way, and that seems to be the minhag ha'olam.